Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Did you know that giraffes only need 40 minutes of sleep a night? But humans need anywhere from 7 to 12 hours. If that feels like a tall order, it doesn't have to be. Start with sleeping 1 hour more one night a week. And avoid screen time 1 hour before bedtime. Soon, you'll be waking up to a better lifestyle. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com. A program of TSET.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2022 bull sale Saturday, March 5th, 12 noon at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special sale guests include Pfeiffer Angus Farms, Grissom Cattle, and McFerrin Farms. Selling 105 Angus and Simmental Sim-Influence bulls, fall long yearling to spring yearling bulls, semen-tested and fully guaranteed. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081, 405-641-6081.
What an eventful week we had all week long. This volatility in these markets really went all week long, kind of peaked yesterday and, of course, followed through today. But the February live cattle, 139.27, down a $1.25 after a reported 142 cash trade. The Aprils were down 37 cents at 141.92. June live cattle down 30 at 138.30. The August down 25 at 137.42. Feeder cattle were 92 higher in March, rebounding some. They closed at 160.02. Currently, the index is 161.82, down 44 cents, so a little bit different there. The April feeder is 95 higher at 164.75. The May's up 87. The important thing to note, I think, today is that yesterday the markets were down hard. Early today, they rallied and were quite strong, and then we gave it back, still a dollar higher roughly, but $2 off the high. So pretty big move. Then the hogs were down $1.80 to $2.20. We did have a cattle on feed report after the close today. Right in line with expectations, the on-feed were 101%, placements 99%, marketing's 97%, right in line with the expectations. So no real surprise there. Placements were a bit lower after a couple of months of really big placements.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Well, the grain markets sold off sharply today after huge rallies. The Kansas City July wheat closed down the limit here at 881 and a quarter, 75 cents lower. Of course, that market has been all over the place. So the last 2 days, it rallied more than 75 cents. So we're giving some of that back. Even in the month of February, the low was 760, so we're $1.20 higher than that. So we rallied $2 in the month of February in the July wheat. And you've got all sorts of stuff going on. Of course, you got the drought, which is it's weird, but about a third or fourth most important thing in the wheat market right now. The Russian and Ukrainian conflict and the threat of no exports or halted commercial traffic in those sea lanes over there has really scared the market. I know Egypt had a tender to buy some wheat, and they only got one bid or one offer from the French, but they declined it and actually canceled the whole tender altogether. So interesting to see how all this will shake out. I know that about 30% of the world's wheat crop comes from those two countries. So it's a big factor. The bean market today was about 30 to 70 lower. The front end 70 lower. Corn was about 35 cents lower. Cotton futures were 47 lower in March. December's down 94 here at 100.33.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.